Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the Saturday after Ash Wednesday, February 21st, 2026. Our passage for reflection today is from the Gospel of Luke, where he writes, "Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, 'Follow me.' And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them." There is a quiet decisiveness in this gospel that can easily pass us by if we're not attentive. Jesus sees Levi sitting at the customs post, sitting, settled, positioned with a life that has likely become familiar, profitable, and morally compromised. Jesus does not lecture him. He does not ask for an explanation or confession or plan for amendment. He simply speaks two words, "Follow me." And Luke tells us something astonishing. Leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. No bargaining, no delay, no mention of regret. Levi rises not because his life has become unbearable, but because he has been seen. This is the heart of Lent. Before repentance, before discipleship, before ashes and fasting, there is first the gaze of Christ. Jesus does not begin by condemning Levi's past. He begins by calling Levi's future into being. The call itself contains the grace to respond. Notice what Levi leaves behind. Luke does not say he left sin behind, though that is true. He leaves behind everything: identity, security, reputation, income, and control. The customs post was not merely a workplace, it was a way of understanding oneself. Levi is defined by what he collects, by whom he serves, by the role he plays in a system that profits from exclusion and resentment. Jesus' call is not an invitation to moral improvement. It is an invitation to conversion of identity. Lent asks us the same question. Where are we sitting? At which customs post have we made ourselves comfortable? Perhaps it's not an obvious sin, but a settled pattern. Cynicism, self-protection, control, distinction, or a quiet resignation that says, "This is just how I am." Jesus does not argue with these places. He walks past them. He looks at us, and he says, "Follow me." And then comes the banquet. Levi's first act as a disciple is not withdrawal from, but hospitality. He opens his house. He gathers others like himself, tax collectors and sinners, and places Jesus at the center of the table. Conversion does not make Levi ashamed of where he came from. It makes him eager to bring others into the presence of mercy. The table becomes a threshold between the old life and the new. This, too, is deeply Lenten. True repentance does not shrink the heart, it enlarges it. When we respond to Christ's call, our lives become places where others can encounter him, not because we are perfect, but because we are no longer hiding. Finally, notice the order of events. Levi follows Jesus before he understands everything. He leaves everything before he knows where he is going. He gives a banquet before he has a new reputation. Lent, you see, is not about mastering holiness before we move. It is about trusting the one who calls us to rise. Today, Christ passes by our own customs posts, those places of habit, compromise, or false security. He does not shout. He does not threaten. He simply says, "Follow me." And if we rise, even imperfectly, even fearfully, we may discover that the first thing he asks of us is not to disappear into the desert, but to set a table where grace can be shared. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you pass by the places where we are settled and satisfied, and you look at us with a gaze that frees rather than condemns. Give us the courage this Lent to rise when you call, to leave behind whatever keeps us seated in fear or compromise, and to follow you into the unknown paths of mercy. Teach us to open our lives as Levi opened his home, so that others may encounter you not through our perfection, but through our willingness to say yes. May our fasting make room for generosity, our repentance make space for joy, and our following lead us always closer to your heart. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return to my hermitage each and every day, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our own spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.